Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Russ Terry. Welcome to another fun-filled broadcast here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Today, Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff. I'm joined by Jeff Valensky, one of my esteemed colleagues and fellow coach hosts here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Jeff, welcome to your first broadcast.
Thank you, Russ. It's really exciting to be here and on Life Coach Chat Radio.
Well, we are excited to have you, and I know you are going to do awesome things with your show. So you're going to focus on entrepreneurism in your show every other Tuesday at noon for the foreseeable future. So I guess my first question for you is, what has been your path to become an entrepreneur?
Well, I don't know if we can get all of that in an hour, so I'll try to do the quick and dirty version. But all of my life, I've had lots of ideas for businesses. In college, in high school, in graduate school, I did an entrepreneurs program at NYU Stern, with bagel businesses, dog-sitting businesses, doggy daycare before they even started. If you remember, there's a French fry craze in New York. And when I was in Belgium 2 years ago in Holland, or 20 years ago, I was like, we have to bring French fries to New York. So I always had ideas, but I was stuck in this Wall Street corporate job with golden handcuffs, and just saw, you know, finally, you know, as would have it, my heart wasn't in that job. And after the street sort of went sour, I got laid off, which was the best thing that ever happened to me. And that was my opportunity to take some of these ideas and execute on them. And since we are going to be talking about coaching, it was really getting into coaching and working with a coach that propelled me to move from idea stage to execution stage and stick with it.
I have so many follow-up questions for you, but I think one comment is just that so many times people get laid off, and the layoff is really something that propels them to incredible new heights. And it may seem like a bad thing, but it's really a great thing that finally gives us the push that we need.
Oh, yeah. I was so angry at the time, you know, because it was, well, for a lot of reasons, but I knew that sort of this was going to be a big step for me, and I knew I wouldn't go back there. And so it was just this uncertain time, scary time, and not, you know, just not knowing what was next, but knowing what I didn't want. And there's always the silver lining or the icing on the cake. And I was employed by Bear Stearns, which, as you may know, was one of the big banks that went under a few years ago in the Wall Street debacle. So that day was, you know, even though I felt horrible for some of my colleagues that still worked there, I was jumping for joy. I was like, thank God I'm out of there and onto bigger and better things.
Wow. And you have been on to bigger and better things since then. So what has transpired since you have become an entrepreneur?
Wow. A lot of things. But I guess one of the things that I hold for myself and my clients is, and it's been this, I guess, something that I've grown up with. I always thought work was supposed to be really hard, and it was supposed to be something you didn't enjoy and something you didn't want to do, and then when you're done with work, you have fun. And over time, it became, you know, I don't know, going to workshops and reading books. I'm like, wait, these two can coexist. So I found this quote that I sort of hold dear to myself and hold that vision for all my clients, and it's called the Master of Living quote. And I'll just read you a little portion of it, but it's really sort of my guide. And a master of the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he is always doing both. And I love that. And I'm not even sure if I answered your question, but I think there's a relevance to your question.
Yeah, and who is that quote by again?
You know, it's funny. It's by this guy named James Michener.
I'm from his town.
Oh, get
That's
out.
So funny.
But also,
yeah.
a lot of people take credit for it. Like some Zen poet has taken credit for it. And then if you Google it, it's one of these unknowns. Actually, where did it originally, come from, and how did it evolve? Maybe it was just, but anyway, that's sort of, that's why the title of the show is Fun to Fortune. That's why it's my tagline. I had a video show that is in hibernation right now, but which is called Follow Your Fun. So it's all about creating work that's fun for you, whether it's an entrepreneurial pursuit or if it's at a job. But basically that these two things can exist together. And if you sort of keep on that track, when everyone is like, out there saying how they hate their work and hate their job, you're like, I love it. I love it, and I keep creating, and I keep doing more, and I keep trying to find the fun in my work and making it fun and all that. So that's sort of what this is about, and that's what my life pursuit's been about as I create a bunch of different endeavors and, make sure that I'm following this fun to fortune creed and master of living vision.
Yeah, and as you know, I'm an entrepreneur also, and I just became
I've heard.
Yeah. Wise guy, you're so funny. I love it. And I love being an entrepreneur, and the crazy thing is I was in a similar situation as you. It wasn't exactly a layoff, but it was kind of one of those in-between situations, and I've told the story a bunch of times, so I won't bore your listeners with it, but it's a seemingly bad situation, and then incredible stuff happens as a result of it. And it's just so amazing and so empowering building a business from scratch and doing something that you love every day. And that quote from James Michener is right. When you can find work that doesn't feel like work, that is just blended into your everyday life, then I think that's a really incredible thing. And as I often say, the world could be a really amazing place if more people loved what they did.
Yeah, and Russ, I guess one of the distinctions I would like to make is that they're not mutually exclusive as well. I have plenty of clients, and we're going to hear from a few of them today, that work full-time during the day at jobs they like but they don't love, but have created businesses that they work on and weekends and nights, and it's their lifeblood and it's their motivation. So they both can coexist, and a lot of times people come to see me thinking it's all or none, I'm going to have to leave my job and take this huge risk at, risking all my savings. You don't have to do that. There's all different ways to do it, so just distinguishing that a bit.
I think that is such an excellent, excellent distinction, because you're so right, and especially in this economy, we've recovered, but we haven't fully recovered, and it isn't always possible to work in something that's fun full-time. But there are a lot of people out there who do it on the side, and eventually it may get to the point where they can make it a full-time thing, but for now they are loving life, making the necessary money they need to make from 9 to 5, and then doing what they love after hours. So
yeah.
For you, what would you say are your top 3 things about being an entrepreneur?
Oh, wow. Okay. Creation. I love just creating new things. I love sort of the unknown, going down a road. To me, it's sort of like I love the outdoors and nature trails. I miss being out in Sag Harbor, but what I miss is is going down a trail and not knowing what, you know, is going to, what's going to come up, you know, some really cool bird, some really cool like seal on the beach, you know. So really just make, like, knowing you're in your right place and then having like some sort of stuff happen that you didn't expect. And being an entrepreneur, that happens all the time. When you put stuff in motion, things just start to fall into place. And that is the most exciting, just sort of not knowing, but knowing. One is the independence. You know, I create my day, which for someone like myself who loves to be outside and on my bike, it takes a lot of discipline and structure to, you know, stick to what needs to get done in the business and keep working, but also balancing it with, you know, this great time of year, which is so beautiful to be outside. What else about being an entrepreneur? Really just seeing the fruits of your labor, like just seeing that something that you put your heart into, and that others believe in your vision, others will support you, and that there are collaborators out there, there are clients out there. There's just, you know, a lot of people who are really passionate about what they do, and it's a really energetic community. If you talk to an entrepreneur, someone who's created a business, or someone who wants to, there's so much energy, and it's such an exciting place to be, as opposed to, and I have nothing against corporate America, but I've been to many corporate meetings sitting around where people don't want to be there, and, you know, there's a lot of, like, I don't know, whatever. It's just sucking my energy out already talking about it. So let's not go there.
You are freaking hilarious. That's the second thing you said in the first 10 minutes that made me laugh out loud. But no, I totally agree with you, and I don't miss my corporate days at all. And even just you and me working together on the Life Coach Radio Network here, you know, we didn't know each other very well before we started this venture a month or so ago, and we both are like-minded, and we want to do something in this area, and it's just proof that when you're an entrepreneur, you're so passionate and so excited about what you're doing. And then, as you say, when you meet somebody else who feels similarly, there's just so much passion and excitement about collaborating and figuring out a way to work together and making things even more awesome.
Yeah, that's why, like, any entrepreneurial, like, conference or the TED Talks or the TED events, it's like, I mean, if you want to get high at an event, go to one of those. Like, it's just unbelievable energy. Really exciting.
I agree. All right. Well, for those of you listening, this is the Life Coach Radio Network. We're on the line today, Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff. He's Jeff Falensky. I'm Russ Terry. He is going to be hosting this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question for Coach Jeff or want to make a comment about entrepreneurism, feel free to give us a ring, 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You can also tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio. That's Coach Host Radio. And please like us on Facebook, Life Coach Radio Network. That's Life Coach Radio Network. All right, so Jeff, this show, Fun to Fortune, what do you have in store for people coming up in the next couple months?
Great question. I wish I had a good answer for that, or the answer. I have a good answer. I don't know if I have the answer, but the idea and what I've always wanted to do, and Russ, thank you for creating this, because this is something, you know, I believe that a lot of solo practitioners and people out there who are doing one-on-one work with people, you know, a radio platform or TV platform is a great opportunity to share your work with many. And so I'm so excited that you did this, because it's been on my list to do for years. So thank you. So what's going to come on this show? This is something I've had an idea, is I, again, am inspired by a lot of people I meet who are doing wonderful, really cool, fun things, and they're making money at it. They're creating wealth in all different kinds of places you can imagine, not just monetary. And, like, I want to share them, and just posting on Facebook, you know, and I don't really, you know, post on Facebook, I don't have a lot of people who follow me, I guess, like some people I know. And, you know, so this is a platform to share, you know, what their fun business is, how they got started, what it's about, where they got blocked, why they may have chosen to use a coach or not use a coach, but how they get support and their resources. And I keep coming across these guys as my clients or just, you know, loving what they do as a customer of their services. And I want to feature them because they're really amazing and inspirational, and they really took it to the next level. You know, many of the people I come across have great ideas, and taking it to the next level is the hardest part, you know, because they're doubting themselves or they tell two or three people and they don't get the reaction they want. And, you know, there's no bad idea. If you watch Shark Tank or Quirky or I can't remember the other show, but look at these interesting ideas that didn't take they're not huge variations from things that are out there. They're just improvements. And there's so many ways to get your product or your service to market these days. So I want to inspire people. I want to inspire others who may want to do this, and not just hear from me all the time, but hear from others who have done it and get them to go and do it.
I love being inspired by others because I think different of us resonate with different people. So I may be inspired by hearing you, but maybe somebody else may be inspired hearing somebody that you coached to become an entrepreneur. So I have had a ton of guests on my show, and I think your idea to bring in inspiring guests is awesome. So I know as coaches, we rarely give advice, but I do want to ask you one advice question. What's your best advice for people if they're hearing this and want to become an entrepreneur or are early on in the stages of becoming an entrepreneur, but maybe it isn't going as well as they would like yet?
I feel like it's a loaded question because I have so many answers, you know. One is the name of one of my workshops or my past workshops, which is Let Your Inner Entrepreneur Out. Because a lot of times you keep it sort of close to the vest, and the more people you share it with, the more ideas you get and the more inspiration you get and the more feedback you get. So that's one thing. The second most important thing, and you hear this over and over, but it's truly important, there's a lot of great ideas. I've had thousands of great ideas in my lifetime, and if I executed on many of them to the level of I've executed on the couple companies that I run now, they would have petered out because they were not something I'm passionate about. So it is so important to work with a professional or a book, a self-help book or whatever it is, on making sure that this is something you are truly passionate on. You're going to be working 24/7. You're going to be talking the talk, walking the walk, and you'll know in your gut if it's something that you live and breathe or it's just a good idea. So my advice is before you start designing the website and the marketing and your business cards and, you know, all the money you're going to put into whatever, maybe a product and inventory, make sure that this is your passion. And I could tell you many examples of people I've talked to, potential clients, where I wouldn't take them on as a client because there was just no passion in their idea, and I just could tell where it was going. And I shared that with them, and I don't think they like to hear that. But you have to have passion. You have to really want it, and it's got to come from your gut.
So true. So true. I also want to ask you about multipreneurism and pursuing multiple revenue streams. What's your take on that?
I have mixed feelings on that. Some days I wish, gosh, I wish I was one of those people that we call divers, you know, skimmers and divers, that you just dive into something and that's, you know, that's it. That's like your life. You are destined for this. And then there's people like myself. I love variety. I love a different bunch of different things. And multipreneurs, it's about juggling and it's about balance and it's about not taking on too much. And it's about saying no to things. So a lot of discipline and structure. But many of us are multipreneurs. I have many clients. They're trainers, personal trainers, they're massage therapists. and then maybe they sell a product on the side, or they're seasonally work as a bartender, or I have clients that, you know, again, work a day job as a lawyer, and at nighttime they're organizing food tours. So it's totally doable, and it's great, but it's about, again, making sure that it's still fun, because my motto, or one of my things, is that you're creating this. It is your baby. So once it's not fun anymore, and once it's overwhelming, and once you think, why am I doing this, and this sucks, and you start complaining about it, you have to realize that you created it, so you can change it. So keeping, you know, tabs on that, and watching that, and balancing is really important for multipreneurs. Did I answer your question? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, no, you definitely did. Yeah, I think that's excellent advice, and I, too, balance things and have my hand in a few hats or whatever that saying is, and I think saying no is key because you do have multiple things going on at the same time, and I like variety, too, and I also like, just like we need to diversify our investments, diversifying your streams of income, that way you're never 100% reliant on any one item.
Yeah.
All right,
you
so,
know, and Russ, one second, let me just start. Like,
yeah.
There's this old phrase, old adage called jack of all trades, master of none, which has a very negative sort of connotation. I used to think about that and as it regards to myself and think, oh my God, jack of all trades, master of none. And I just don't think that applies to this sort of time, this lifetime. There's a lot of people who have different things, and if you look closely at under what they're doing, there's a common element. They want to help people, they want to teach people, they want to whatever it is, and that comes in wearing different hats. So lose that if that's something that sort of pops up for you, because it did for me.
Love it, and I'm glad you quoted that quote and shared that it used to have a negative connotation, but I agree. I don't think it does anymore. All right, so we're going to hear from some people who either are or have been clients of yours, right?
Yes, we are. We do.
All right,
do we have a caller, though?
We do, yes. So should we bring in the first caller?
And then we'll bring in Matt of Let's Play Dog.
Perfect. Okay, so caller with the 212 area code, make sure your computer is on mute, and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Elizabeth Greenberg. I'm actually one of guest hosts.
Excellent. All right, you ready to talk, Elizabeth?
Sure.
Okay.
No time like the present.
Yes. Okay. I knew I recognized that number.
My well-hidden landline.
Right. How are you enjoying this lovely springtime day in New York City?
Oh, my God, it is so gorgeous. It's just New York is the most delightful city to be in when the weather's like this.
It is. Well, good. Well, we're moving right into the segment of we're going to hear from some people who are entrepreneurs, solo practitioners, hear a little bit about their business, and hear what their fun is, what their fortune is, and how they may have benefited from coaching. So, Elizabeth, why don't we jump right in? What's your business?
Sure. Well, I'm a wellness advisor and chiropractor. My business name is Dr. Elizabeth Greenberg, and I've been practicing taking care of patients for over 25 years. And my goal is really to help people maintain their health, get out of pain, have more stress, stand up taller, and feel better.
Good tagline. Say that again slower.
I just made that up, so let me see if I can. That wasn't an official tagline.
Well, I like it. You should write it down.
My goal is to make people feel better, stand taller, have less stress, and overall feel better.
Wow, love it.
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stan, yeah.
All of it's true. Well,
good. Excellent. So, Elizabeth, what's the fun part for you? I know you've been in business a long time, a fairly long time. What's the fun part?
A long time. I have to say the fun part is really, you know, helping people feel better never gets old and it never gets stale. Every day is different, and every day has a different blessing in it, but it's fun to help people. It's challenging sometimes, but ultimately you know, when somebody says, "Oh my God, you saved my life! Oh my God, I feel so much better!" It just feels so gratifying.
And that's I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And the fun part of my work is also the fun. You know, I have fun in my life too. So you know, it's a career that's afforded me a lot of fun. You have a great dog, and I ride a bicycle, and I live in New York. It's all good.
I've seen you on your bike and with
mm-hmm.
your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth called me out one day. She caught me on my bike without my helmet, which is one of these things. I always wear my helmet, and the one day I didn't want to go back upstairs, forget it, guess who I see.
And what did I say? Where's your helmet?
So, Dr. Elizabeth, as I
yes.
call you,
mm-hmm.
what made you seek out a coach?
Well, you and I met about 5 years ago, and I believe I was at a kind of a transitional phase in my both life and career, and I was just feeling like I wanted to have some new purpose, new direction, just how to, you know, move forward with the next act, even though I was continuing in the same business, like just maybe seeing it differently. And so I didn't come in a crisis. I came really just for business enhancement, so to speak. So that's what brought
me
to you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Business enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all need business enhancement at some point.
Every day.
Right. And tell the listeners, what's been your fortune? So what came from all the efforts, the fruits of your labor, like in business enhancing and coaching?
You mean you want me to brag about my toys? Is that what you mean?
I don't know.
But my fortune. I mean, I have a great life. I have a wonderful apartment in New York. I have great patients. I have great friends. The career that I find extremely rewarding and satisfying it's a fun thing to do every day. So it's my job, my work, my career. It's part of the fun and fortune of my life. And then it also affords me to do the other things that we call into fortune and fun, which is have a beach house and, you know, take vacations and travel. But the bottom line is my weekly duties, which is called taking care of patients, is fun. It's a fortune. It's my great fortune to have a career that I can call fun and rewarding. So that's my fortune.
Mm-hmm. Matt, what do you think of all that? Or Matt, not Matt, Russ, sorry.
I'm always inspired to hear people that love doing what they do and helping others, whether it's through their work or making sure they wear their bicycle helmets or all of the above. And like I said earlier in the show, the more people in this world who did something that they love, that can really make the world a more incredible place. And especially with all the bad stuff going on in the world these days, I think the more we as coaches can help make the world a better place by making individual people happier and helping them on their path to happiness and doing something fun, then I think we're really doing a great thing. But I'll step off my soapbox now.
I like your soapbox, by the way.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
And I love the image that's popping up for me, a giant bar of, like, your favorite Russ Terry soap you're standing on. So, Dr. Elizabeth, one more question. What are some of the changes or strides that you've made that came out of working with a professional coach, specifically me, but maybe others, in growing yourself or growing your business? And, I know that you allude to a tree a lot. That may be something you want to share, that is something that you hold as a sort of a root for yourself or whatever else.
Okay, well, sure. I'd be happy to talk about the tree because you're the one that inspired me to have that vision. And I don't know if you remember in our sessions, but I was coming to you and as I said, I was in practice probably 20 years at the time, and you said, well, I think of you as a big old tree with, like, really strong roots, but, and of course I'm paraphrasing right now, but, like, in the seasons you have changes of leaves, but then you have new growth and regeneration, and you're in a period of regeneration. So I always go back to that sort of metaphorical concept because as a practice, I think of a practice as like a living, breathing organism, meaning it's always growing, it's always changing. If you're not growing and your practice is growing, you're probably dying and the practice is probably dying on some level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, continual growth, continual, like, enhancement, regeneration. So it keeps me open to, like, new ideas, new way of seeing things. You know, it's not really teaching an old dog new tricks per se, but maybe reframing how I see what's in front of me and what my possibilities are. So
that's great.
Yeah, that's what I keep remembering about our time together.
That's great. And, you know, I'm looking out my window now, and the leaves have just sprung, you know, about mm-hmm. a week or two ago. So I'm wondering what, for you, what's your new leaf this spring? Sorry to throw that at you, but we're coaches, you know. What may be something that's, you know, coming for you in your business or your life?
Well, interesting. There's new stuff where I brought in some new practitioners into the office. I have a new nutritionist. We have a new chiropractor in the office. So we're sort of expanding right now, expanding our services. So,
excellent.
You know, I can say we're just reaching out to more people and trying to help more people, and that's part of our new leaf.
I love it. New branches, new leaf. So, Dr. Elizabeth, how do people find you? If they want to stand tall, be well, be healthy. I'm paraphrasing because I didn't get it down. But
they can call my office, which I'll give you the phone number. That's 212-627-2660. And if they want to look anything up about the practice, they certainly can go to our website, which is at www.drgreenberg.com. It's drgreenberg, no spaces or periods, .com. And you can find out a lot about us. And we're open to questions, so if somebody wants to email us a question or call us on the phone, we absolutely will, you know, answer their questions.
Well, thank you, Dr. Greenberg. It has been inspiring hearing your funds of fortune and just the great how long have you been in business?
Since 1988.
Wow, okay.
So really is 25 years.
25 years of perseverance, learning, consistency, and sticking to something you love. That's great. Thank you so much for being on the call.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for being on, Elizabeth. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour, halfway through the show. Just a quick preview of what's to come here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. She is an expert in the career transition field. I've had her on my show before, and just like Jeff is debuting his show today, she's debuting her show tomorrow. So that's 7:30 tomorrow night, Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. Then Thursday night at 9 is another of our Life Coach Chat episodes. That's where three life coaches come together to talk about an issue of the day. This week on Thursday, it's Triumph Through Transition. So when something bad happens in your life, how you can triumph through that transition. So it's something Jeff and I both experienced in terms of job transition. So that's Thursday night at 9 p.m. Then our next show after that is our Super Soul Sunday recap and discussion. That's Sunday at noon. Hopefully some of you watch Super Soul Sunday on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou, was on this past week, and she's on this coming week at 11 a.m. So our team of three life coaches is going to watch that show from 11 to noon and then go live on the air from noon to 1 to discuss everything that Oprah and Dr. Maya Angelou just talked about. So to listen to any of our episodes live on your computer or your iPhone, go to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. That's blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. You can also like us on Facebook, Life Coach Radio Network, or follow us on Twitter, Coach Host Radio. That's Coach Host Radio. And Jeff, I think we have another caller, another of your clients who is. Go ahead, were you going to say something?
Yeah, was that a paid advertisement, hopefully?
it's not a paid advertisement, but your client with the 917 area code is live on the air. Maybe he or she can tell us where she's calling, he or she's calling from, and what their name is.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who it is and hear another exciting venture. Who's there?
Surprise.
Surprise.
Do you recognize the voice?
Anthony.
It is indeed.
Anthony.
How are you?
Good. I am very excited. Anthony is a very special guest because Anthony has his own radio show and is also a client of Coach Jeff. And I think part of that radio show came out of our working together or was in the sort of works when we started together. So he's sort of like, I don't know, he's got the business and the radio show, and he's on a radio show, and he's always interviewing people on his radio show. So now it's, I guess you're on the other end of the line. Is that true, Anthony?
That's true. It's the first time I've been the one being interviewed, so it's kind of interesting.
So tell us about your business. Everyone's like, well, what is it? What is it?
Okay, well, I'm the host of a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio, just like you guys, with two very close friends. And the show is called Two Fags and a Hag. And what we do, our mission, I guess, is to really to make people laugh and to feel like they're visiting and hanging out with close friends. That was the initial impetus for us to do this.
Sounds great. So, Anthony, could you move closer to your mic or just because it's a little muffled?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little better. Great.
Okay.
So tell us, what was the inspiration of Two Fags and a Hag, and what's the fun part for you? Because just the name alone evokes like, whoa, what's that all about?
Yeah, fun for some people and horror for others, I guess. But depends on who you talk to. Well, it came out of really a long period of time just trying to figure out something more fun to do other than the work that I was doing and actually continue to do. And someone suggested this. I had never heard of Blog Talk Radio, and I thought they were crazy when they suggested it. And then this person also asked if I knew other people that I could work with on it. And immediately I thought of my two friends, Rob and Drew, and the name pretty much spells out what we are. It is, in fact, true, so we're keeping true to the name. And, you know, I proposed it to them. They loved the idea. And it's like, you know, we have an opportunity to hang out and have fun while we're doing this, and that is really where the inspiration came from.
And how do you guys decide on your topics? Did you say that? Like, I know you interview people and then topics, so it's just sort of whatever you come up with for the week, you guys getting together.
That is pretty much what we do. It's sometimes it's kind of fluid. You know, it's evolved over time. We've been doing it for over 2 years at this point. Sometimes, you know, it is just the three of us talking amongst ourselves, and we don't necessarily have a topic. Sometimes we do. And other times, like you said, you know, we've invited people to be guests, and so the show focuses mostly on the guests at that point. And that's basically it, because we want people to feel like, almost like they're eavesdropping on us.
Cool. And so, Anthony, what made you seek out a coach for your business and whatever was going on when we started working together?
Well, the reason I decided to seek out a coach, and that turned out to be you, is mostly because I was, when we're on the air, we have a good time, we've gotten into it and we know what we're doing, but on the business end of it, we really don't know what we're doing. We didn't know what we were doing, and it was a way to sort of work through like the fog of overwhelm and just to help get us organized. And learn to calendarize, which we hadn't done before. And so it helps to, you know, be speaking with someone who has some sort of business savvy and to see that it is actually a viable idea.
So you're saying I have some business savvy, huh?
Well, I mean, I like to say, I hope you do.
I hope so, too. But you've been on for 2 years, so we must be all doing something right together.
Right.
And what's been your fortune? So what has come out of your efforts on the show, your relationships with your partners, the people that you've had on your show, the business? You know, what's your fortune in this?
Okay. Well, the fortune at up until now has not actually been money. We haven't sort of, you know, bridged that yet, but yet, and I say yet because that will come. Our fortune has been in this so far, especially I feel this way, and I think my partners feel the same way, is that I was able to reconnect with these two friends who I've known for, you know, centuries, in a way that we sort of had lost touch with. You know, we all lead busy lives. You know, one of us is a mom, and you just don't have the time to do that. So the show has given us that opportunity, and we sort of rediscovered each other. It's been really great, and the bond has been strengthened, and that's really great. As a result of that, that sort of led to a burst of, you know, creativity, which we also sort of kind of let slip by the wayside over the years. And taking that further, that has, like, allowed us to become more social, just in general. We've met a lot more people, and that's been something that's been kind of great. It's kind of gotten us out of our own little world and out there, and the people have been really interesting and great, and we've occasionally had some of them as guests on the show.
Wonderful. You want to share a few of your guests just to get an idea?
The wonderful Sherry Vine, we had witty repartee, there are so many others, and now they're not coming to mind.
Okay, we'll come back to them.
But we have a lot of great people.
That's great.
Oh, Donatella, who owns the Donatella restaurant in Chelsea. That was a major score. We were so excited to have her on.
Great. Sounds like some great guests. Any, we'll get this to the end, but remind me to, you know, hear if you have any future guests you want to tell us about. But before that, what are the, like, some changes that you've made in your life working with a coach, working with me? What are some of the changes or strides? And also maybe Anthony also is a multipreneur. He does more than just this radio show. So what are some of the changes that you've made and that have come out of working with a coach? What have you been able to do or do better?
Well, one of the three, like, main things, I think, that are working with the coach, you know, we sort of envisioned the radio show as branching out into some other things as well, which would be like video, having a website, you know, so that we can be funny on the air and then also try to be funny in a different medium as well. And we've been talking endlessly about doing videos but never actually gotten the camera and done anything with it. And it wasn't really until I started working with you that we actually started making videos, you know, and however good or bad they were, the point was that we started. And that was a big thing that, you know, I saw for us that we were able to do, you know, just planning them out, scheduling them, and then just doing them. So that was like a big thing because it just, like you said, you know, we are all doing other things, and it's just, it's very easy to let those things slip by, especially when the other things you're doing are what are your bread and butter at the moment. So that was a big thing. And a couple of other things also working with you is that I learned for myself that I actually know more than I thought I did and that I actually do have some really good ideas. You guys were talking about that earlier, that, you know, that you have had many, many ideas. It's going from the idea stage to, you know, actually doing it. That's the big leap. But just knowing that you actually have good ideas, that I think I've mentioned a lot of them to you, and you did at one point say to me that you have a lot of good ideas. And so that's good to know. It's, you know, taking it to the next level. But so that was something that I learned. And the other big thing, and I don't know that if you really know that you've done this, but there have been many times where I've come to a session with you where I've been discouraged and just just questioning what we were doing. Why am I doing this? You know, it's not going the way I wanted to, whatever. And then I leave the session with you feeling completely re-energized and motivated. So that is, I think, a huge benefit of working with a coach, because you need to have somebody else to sort of bounce things off of and give you that kind of feedback. So that was that's very, very important.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for the feedback, because it does mean a lot to me, and we all need feedback. You know, we all get discouraged. We all sort of question our efforts. Even I, who I'm pretty sort of upbeat and, you know, go with the wind, but sometimes I have those days. So I think I appreciate that that was something that worked for you and being able to help you. And also everyone out there, that's a great thing, you know, getting someone, working with someone or talking to someone when it's not as rosy and exciting and it doesn't seem so fun anymore.
Right.
It seems taxing and grueling and overwhelming. So I really appreciate that, Anthony. Anthony, so tell us how people find you, and if you have any upcoming guests that we don't want to miss or a topic that is we don't want to miss.
Well, people can find us right here actually on Blog Talk Radio. So it would be blogtalkradio.com/twofagsandahag, all spelled out, just one long word. We also have a fan page on Facebook where you can find us, and we do post some of our videos on there, although we haven't been as active lately. You know, we hope to start doing some more. I need to do some more work with you, Jeff. But that's how people can find us. And, you know, the shows are always archived. We're on live every Friday morning at 10. You realize that's not really the best time for a lot of people to listen, but the shows are there, and you can listen to any of them. Just check out the titles of each episode. We are working on a few guests at the moment. I don't have anything specific to report yet, but we are going to have a couple of people on. The last few weeks we've been just the three of us, which has actually been really great. We had a couple of really good shows the last few weeks. So, you know, check those out. Feel free.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Anthony, for your time and for sharing, and congratulations on Two Fags and a Hag and all your videos, and keep up the good work.
Will do. You too.
And Russ.
Yes. Okay, so we have about 12 and a half minutes left. We could play that interview, which is 9 minutes and 45 seconds, and then have quick time at the end, or we could not play the interview and talk for the last 12 minutes.
I think, do we have an opportunity for callers?
Yes.
We should talk about the number, see if we have anyone calling. And then also, we'll save the next audio clip with Matthew. Matthew is, I'll tell you a little bit about him. So as a preview, Matthew has a full-time job, and he is a dog trainer on the side, and he loves dogs. And Matthew came to me to help him turn his business idea into reality. And he knows, like a lot of people, he knows how to train dogs really well. He's an amazing dog trainer. What he wasn't skilled at is how to put a business around it. So we worked in a combination of coaching and consulting, from anything from marketing, web design, LLC versus sub S versus corporation, structure, insurance, you know, all that kind of stuff, which it's not typical coaching, but I have a very strong business background, worked in finance for 15 years and all that good stuff. So I certainly can bring that in. Anyway, he created, and he wanted this to be a fun company. So he created the name of the business called Let's Play Dog, which just evokes fun. And his methodology is not to sort of punish dogs, but to have them learn through play. So it's a really neat thing. You can check out letsplaydogtraining.com. But we'll have a little chat with Matt in 2 weeks, as well as Bern Harrison. And Bern Harrison started a company while he's working full-time called Stage Buzz. And Stage Buzz is the place you want to go when you want to hear about the off-Broadway shows, off-Broadway interviews with some of the stars, festivals, off-Broadway festivals. And Bird is a fantastic writer, and he started this company, He's got great advertisers on his site. He gets over 10,000 page views a month. And we've been working together on that business, and then also work-life balance as he juggles, you know, two jobs and wants to have a life. So just some of the things we'll share maybe next week to come. So why don't we see if there's any callers that want to call in with some questions?
Yeah, that sounds great. So callers, give us a ring, 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You can also tweet at us, Coach Host Radio. That's Coach Host Radio. And we would love to hear what you think. You can also talk to us in the chat room. We have a few people in the chat room. So if you're in the chat room and want to make a comment or ask a question, please do so. And we will read it on the air. We have about 9 minutes left here. So, Jeff, it seems like you work with a really interesting cross-section of clients. What's the emotion or feeling you have from working with these people who are pursuing their dreams?
Let's see. What's the emotion or feeling? Gosh, I actually love it. I love it because I get really inspired by what they're doing. And it's not even inspiration. It's almost like having a partner. You know, I don't want to sound sort of prude or what, or I don't know what it is, but I won't work with a client unless I like their idea and it's something that I find really interesting for me and for them. And so when I take on a client, I have to be like, that's really cool. You know, a couple people have come to me with some really like high tech kind of things, and I just, my eyes glazed over, you know, I'm like, ugh, not my thing. So having clients that you love to work with is, again, nirvana. You know, when Anthony and I talk about the ideas for Two Fags and a Hag and some of the things that he wants to do and videos, you know, I get so jazzed, he gets jazzed, you know, and there's so much brainstorming that comes with it. So the emotion is like excitement. And not every session is that exciting, but certainly it's a very creative place. And then I'm inspired. We haven't mentioned this, but, you know, I'm inspired for my own businesses. So I learn and I get, you know, get into a new perspective around a business that I'm running, or I learn something for myself while they're talking, or I'm able to share what we just did in my companies. And, you know, and you didn't ask, Russ, but I'll tell you, I run a company called Broadway Bodies. Broadway Bodies tagline is the fun way to work out. And I started that because I wanted to learn to dance. And all the dance schools were so rigid and technical. And I love Broadway, but there was no chance of me being on stage on a Broadway show. Or actually, I didn't even want that. I just wanted to pretend. So I created this workout with my business partner, Stephen Brodebeck, of, hey, let's take Broadway, make it simple for the non-dancer and create a workout out of it. So we have been in business for 5 years and it's been wonderful. And I'll save that for another show perhaps. But and then I started another business around touch and massage where it teaches people the power of touch. So I work with a lot of body workers in different modalities, whether it be Rolfing or trigger point therapy or deep tissue or Thai massage. I do Thai massage myself. We teach people how to do that, you know, for their partners, their loved ones, their friends, and how to do it right, and how much you can sort of learn from touch and touching people and healing through your hands. So these are two of the enterprises that I work on in between seeing clients.
The multi-talented Jeff Falinski, everyone.
Oh, my God. I need to take a big breath after that. I'm like, woo!
Yeah. No, but that's the benefit of entrepreneurism, that we can do whatever we want. And as we said earlier in the show, I'm similar to you, that I have my hands in a lot of different things, and it's exciting, and yeah, it's busy, but I don't think I would want it any other way. I kind of like it like this. So
yeah, it's what's that phrase? I think, I don't know who said it. I want to say Bill Cosby, but it's like, get busy living or get busy dying. And I'd much prefer get busy living and, you know, running my own little creations and helping other people turn their ideas into reality, you know, fun to fortune, than just waiting, you know, till I'm old and can't do anything.
Well, I love Bill Cosby. I'm from Philadelphia, as he is. And, he's one of my favorite comedians. I think he's hysterical. He was on one of the late night talk shows a couple months ago, and he's still got it. He's just freaking hilarious. His use of physical comedy, his face, but he's really smart and has awesome stuff to say, too. So
yeah.
Thank you for bringing him up.
Sure, and if I may just sort of add one more sort of promo just for people out there. I'm doing a workshop with Jim Arnoff, another coach in our coaching collective, next Tuesday evening, called Creating Your Own Personal Powerful Brand. So in all of business building and in all of, like, whatever you do, whether you're an entrepreneur, business, or even work for a company, it's really important to brand yourself in your uniqueness. And that takes time, and I've been one of those people whose brands have been evolving over many years. I've had 20 different business cards, 25 different taglines. I've bought URLs. I bought so many URLs and domain names. And that's okay. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
But it's one of these things that get really sort of comfortable with who you are and what you are, and through your brand. So you're invited to come to that. That is on meetup.com. And if you look on meetup.com under In the Company of Men, or email me at jadevalinsky@gmail.com, or find me on Blog Talk Radio or wherever, I can get you some information. So I don't know where we're supposed to go now, Russ, but we should definitely thank our callers, our listeners. This has been really exciting to kick this off. I'm so excited yet nervous. You know, this was I was very nervous about doing the first show, but you made it really easy and natural, and I'm so thankful. So guide us as how we thank them or what your protocol is for Life Coach Chat Radio.
Well, I think you did an incredible job, and you saying that makes me smile. So I'm so glad that this went well today, and I can't wait for you to spread your wings and fly on your own every other Tuesday at noon, Fun to Fortune with Jeff Valensky. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So real quick, before we sign off, I want to make sure people know about our upcoming shows here on the Life Coach Radio Network. So tomorrow night, Wednesday night, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. She's our career transition expert here on the Life Coach Radio Network. So tune in for that. For any of these shows, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. That's blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network to listen live on your computer or your phone when the show is on. And then you can also go and find the archived version, which that's where most of our people listen to, listeners listen to the archive version. Then coming up Thursday, it's Triumph Through Transition, another episode of our Life Coach Chat Show. That's Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Triumph Through Transition, when something bad happens, what you can do to make it better. And then last but not least, our Super Soul Sunday recap and discussion. That's noon Eastern on Sunday. Dr. Maya Angelou is on Super Soul Sunday with Oprah on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we'll come on at noon to talk about the episodes. We're very excited about the premiere of that. For me, I'm Russ Terry, the creator and executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Network. You can find me via my website, RussTerryLifeCoach.com. That's RussTerryLifeCoach.com. And Jeff, we have about 30 seconds left.
And I am Jeff Valinsky, I guess the I don't know, the facilitator for Fun to Fortune radio show and owner and creator of Javelin Coaching. You can find me at www.jeffvilensky.com. That's J-E-F-F, V as in Victor, I-L-E-N-S-K-Y.com, or on Facebook at,
awesome,
I don't know where, Jeff Vilensky. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Jeff. Great show. And we'll see you next time here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.